when you look at the uniqueness of this situation, though, Greg, is also that it was under the guise of a medical treatment.
Right.
So it's not the typical abuse, child abuse, sexual abuse type scenario. So some of the pieces of legislation address that, simply that during the course of a medical treatment, that informed consent would even be needed. So what, as these young girls were going through these treatments, mothers were in the room. Parents were in the room, but the way the so-called doctor was positioning himself, the mothers weren't able to see what was going on. And sometimes, even in the case of some of the younger children, their inability to explain what was happening, which is quite often the case with in sexual assaults with young children,